Okay, this is February 26th. Let's talk some more and add to our school day story.
Well, I was raised in Aberdeen, South Carolina. And there was high school there one day, just one or two years ago, all there was to it. And I went from the grade school into that and took that and went teaching.
Oh, you did? What did you teach?
Oh, a rural school.
Okay.
I guess.
One room schoolhouse?
Yes.
Okay. How many students did you have in your school?
Oh, goodness, that varied. It depended, but yes, I only taught one or two years, you see. And I don't know. I had a first and second grade. And the fourth grade, and the sixth grade, and an eighth grader.
Okay.
That's what I had. And the eighth grader happened to be one that wanted to take the test, the state test or county test, whatever they were, I forgot now, it's so long ago. So he could teach too.
Where did you get your books to teach? Did you have different ones for all the grades?
No, the school furnished them where I was.
So you had one for each grade?
Yeah.
Or some for each grade that you had?
Yeah. The school furnished those.
Somebody was talking about fire escapes here in Wasika schools.
I went to country school first for 4 years.
Here in Wasika, Irma?
Yeah. You were on the farm. Pentecostal school. You haven't heard of District 34. Well, near Oak Grove, they had a fire escape. And when the fire whistled between, no matter what we kids were doing, we'd all run up outside.
Oh,
they'd come back around 1, 2 o'clock.
So they didn't try to keep you in school? They didn't try to keep
it? Well, it was recess, you see.
Oh.
That was free time, you see, so that's what happened. No, we really kept after school. Maybe we were, I don't know, remember that part of it. But it was, you know, it was this lunch hour, you see.
Do you remember the fire, Carrie, you were talking about the big metal fire escape?
I was just in the night, you know, so I didn't know until I got up and then the schoolhouse. They were there right there, the schoolhouse had burned.
Oh, the schoolhouse burned. Well, weren't you talking about jumping in a big round? And when I first came here, Southside had this big metal tube.
Yeah, the fire escape.
And I thought, my gosh, that big hot thing in there.
The fire escape, you mean? Yeah. Well, you see, I went to I wanted to be a school teacher. Well, I didn't get that far. I went down to, it was Southside it was for me. And they had one of them too, big round, great big like this. And we had to do that too. They had to teach. We didn't have a fire, but it was just like they have in our practice. You get up in their way, you go right along like this kind of boy. I got in the top, and I never forgot that of that person last time I never went again.
Oh.
I said, you just feel funny, you see this great big, oh, I couldn't say what it is. Rita knows, don't
speak metal shoot.
Rita and them.
She can tell about it after you're finished.
Yeah.
Did it wiggle when you were in it?
Huh?
Did it?
Just one at a time.
Did it wobble? Was it kind
well,
of scary?
Yeah, it was wobble around as you can go down, kind of, you know. And then pretty soon, so fast. It just one at a time. Out she'd pop right out of that big tank.
Sure big. They're like those big what they use for culverts, you know. Those big pipes, great big round things.
Were they sturdy or were they kind of shaky?
Well, ours were stable on the building. Of course, we had a brick building, and they were put on that. But I tell you, like she said, when you got in one of them, you shot out that thing. You went a flying.
You bet you did.
Nobody to catch you, huh?
Yes.
No, I tell you, you really went out of there.
I remember that we were thrilled for that catch. See, you miss us if you catch us.
Oh. So somebody was standing down there to break your fall. Mm-hmm. Did you get hurt when you came flying out the end?
No.
It was a bump.
No, I escaped. You kind of half scared to death.
Yeah, that's it, I
can. Half scared to death. I bet you go so fast, you know, mm-hmm. they start you out, mm-hmm. and it's slippery in there, kind of smooth.
Hey.
Just land right
we
down.
We had the fire drill every month. We, of course, thought it was a lot of fun, though, shooting down those
things. We'd go out the window and down a slide at school.
Yeah. And we'd never know when it would become...
Oh, I'm sure.
Take us by surprise.
Chase of fire, that's all.
Yes.
It would have, mm-hmm. you see.
Was it right kind of located in the middle of the building, so it'd be easy to get to?
It's a north...
Well...
Where was it? It was on the north side. That wasn't well in
I
the middle.
I think they put it where it was convenient. I know it was out.
Well, they had a front door for the lower grades.
Was it out a window or out a door?
It was out of the window. It was located where our seventh grade was, and everybody would go into that room.
I wonder how long it took to get all the kids out of the building in that place.
Well, the way we went out, we went out fast.
Do you remember that, Rita?
No, we didn't have a central school. We had fire escapes.
Did you have to climb down there, or did you just go out?
We never did.
Did you have fire drills at all, go out the
doors? But we never went down the fire escapes. We just went out the door.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. Of course, the country school didn't have those things, but I went, half a year in a town school, and there we had a fire escape. And they used to light a waste paper basket sometimes.
Oh my gosh!
Because that smoke would be there, so we'd be sure to get out.
What happened if it really started on fire?
I don't know.
That was a dangerous thing to do.
Very well drilled. Then we would go down a chute. It was like these exit doors here, you know, that would be open into the chute, and down we'd go, one as fast as the other. Then when it was all over, then the scare was over because there was no fire.
So you really were scared. You thought there was a fire.
And of course, all our wraps were in the wardrobe, or the hallway, you know. So we thought we wouldn't have any clothes when we went home.
Oh.
Now everything is so modern.
Well, that's a horrible way to have a fire drill. Scare people with smoke.
The Elk Grove School had the fire escapes on the north side of the school. Fire escapes. It was on the north side of the building. Of the school.
Right across, not across, but near the Dr. Retzel's dental shop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the one on the south school was on the south side. That I know. Because that's the way we had to go down.
You went to Southside School?
No, but I was trying to teach.
You were teaching there?
I was going to teach to be a school teacher.
Oh, okay.
I never got that far. My hearing was bad and my problems was too much. But when I didn't have to go down with them, but we had to kind of know how.
So you were, you were working there.
To go down there, too. Mm-hmm. It wasn't very good. I didn't enjoy it much.
You were working there? Studying there?
No, not then, but I didn't work later.
Studying there to be a teacher?
Huh?
What were you doing there?
Well, I was just going in school, I guess, then, in the high school part for that. Because I left the high school part because I wanted to do this, and the teacher, Miss Winters, that's one of the leaders, and she taught us. She was our teacher at this, they had quite a few. Some of them got to be teachers. And she was one. So
this was a special class for people who wanted to be teachers?
Special class?
For people who wanted to be teachers, is that right?
Yeah, they have teachers training. They call
okay,
it.
Teachers,
a
teachers training.
Teachers training class.
Okay.
We call it a normal school for rural teachers.
A normal school for rural teachers?
And we had a large lady, as a widow, and she taught, and she was a very strict, and she gave us quite a bit of information.
That was at Southside School?
Mm-hmm. For a couple years at normal training. It was 2 years. Then you could go out and teach.
Is that where, did you go there too? No.
Sure I did. No,
you went there too.
I went to school there.
Mm-hmm.
But I did some practice teaching throughout in the country, but I didn't care to about teaching in the country at school. I had experience. My dad said, well, I'll borrow you the money, and you'll have to pay it back if you want to do that. I just tell you, I wore on my sister's old hand-me-down clothes.
Well, she lived down south, didn't she? Her home was out.
Oh, yes, and when I lived on the farm. Well, about a mile from Waseca.
So I would imagine she'd go to that school, maybe. Mm-hmm. I didn't. I was in the center, because I didn't come here to leave.
So then you went to the normal teacher's normal school there.
Yeah.
Okay. How many students were in that school?
26. It was a large school. Now they have certainly cut down teachers a lot. Until the war came. And then we had an explosion.
What?
You had an explosion in the school?
A population.
Oh, a population.
See, the boys came home from the service.
Yeah.
They didn't have any, the jobs were all taken.
Did you teach?
Yeah, she did.
I thought she did, mm-hmm. too. And she went to that too, didn't she?
Yes, I taught for 40 years. So my family got it, my sister had cancer. Yeah.
I don't
and my
remember
brother
if she and I went together or not, I can't.
What?
She wants to know if you went to Southside to the normal training school.
Yes,
she
did.
Together.
And I, but
together.
I can't remember. Maybe she was there with me.
No, I wasn't with her.
I don't think so.
I just went 1 year.
You only have to go 1 year to be a teacher.
Yeah, that's right.
When you went to that normal school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was.
Was that building built for that purpose? For a normal school?
No,
it was
a grade
I don't
school.
Think it was.
It was a grade school then.
I don't remember. There was a grade school up above, just one grade on the south end. South. And that was where they had this normal teacher training kind of class. But I had my problems. I got a job and I hadn't given up. I wanted to be a school teacher. My dad was a school teacher.
Rita, what do you remember about your school? Do you have anything you want to tell us about your school days?
Oh, not much. I went to private school. It was just for girls.
In Denmark? In
yeah.
Copenhagen?
Yeah.
How many were in your school, in your class?
Oh, maybe 18 or 20, or maybe a little more.
Is that, so how many years did you go there?
Oh, we had to go to be about 15 or 14. Then we had to go someplace else.
For some.
Did you stay at home and just go there during the day?
Yeah, we used to.
You lived at home?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, did you go to school after that then?
Yeah, then we had to go into a bigger town and go to wherever we wanted to be, you know. Yeah.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, I took up typewriting and all stuff like that. I want to be in an office.
So did you, how many years did you go to that school then?
Oh, about two, I guess.
And then you worked in an office, did you?
Yeah, after a while I did. I took a job. So I always had a job and had to go forth and back.
Did you wear uniforms in your school? Did you all dress the same?
No.
No, you just wore what you wanted to wear.
Yeah. And they couldn't have two short dices, they had to be long.
Oh.
Yeah, it had to be between the knee and the ankles.
What was your favorite thing about school?
Oh, I like writing. Stuff like that. Typewriting and that. That's what I like the best.
But we didn't have much physical ed.
No. No.
Kill gophers.
Yeah. Kill gophers?
Yes. Well, we had no water, you know. We had no well. So you'd have to take two. The teacher for 1 week would assign two people to go to the Trankapke's Premier, you know. He was in town, and he, his dad, had lived on that farm near the school. And so we'd go down there, and the boys, for recreation, the boys are going to drown gophers.
Oh my gosh!
And
that's,
you know,
fun.
They had to, and they'd see a gopher run into a hole, and one would stay on guard, and then the boys would, we girls were first. We were sibling curious. We'd do anything. We went down to the pond and got some water, and I down a little further. When it got bad, and when the boys, we bring the water and pour it in, and then the boys would have the thrill of killing it.
Oh.
And we stood there and we watched
it. Oh.
We were just water carriers. And then another kind of thing she'd do, she'd be getting her preparation during the noon hour, besides eating her own dinner. I always admired her for that. She's an exceptionally good teacher.
Who was this?
Celia Schultz.
Celia
Schultz. She had a sister that was relative of hers, and her husband. She married a McClune. That was, that's what she did. I don't know if she taught, but.
Do you have any other memories about school?
Well, when the schoolhouse burnt away, we were all so tickled because we said we didn't have to go to school anymore. But they fooled us. They brought in closet huts, and that was for the grades. And up in high school, they scattered us all over. We went for typing up over Mitchell's furniture store. Went over to Southside School for something. But we went all over.
So you were walking around all day going to school?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we thought we didn't have to go to school anymore until the schoolhouse burnt down.
What year did you go, Rita?
It was 23 when it burned.
1923 it burned, she said.
1923. When I moved here.
Yeah.
I went 1980.
Yeah, we had to walk all the different places to...
But she had the same...
The creamery, we had a room up there.
Yeah.
That's right, the creamery was over on 2nd...
Second Avenue North.
West.
And up over Mitchell's Furniture Store and over Southside School.
Oh, gosh. How long did it take him to build a new building?
It was only about a year.
Talking about fires, I was spending the winter with my grandparents. My mother was out with my dad on the road. Living in Springfield at the time of Grandpa and Grandma. And one, Mom had five sisters, and we all shared one, it was a mammoth big room, and we all shared that one big room. And it was about 7 o'clock in the morning, the fire bell rang. And I remember one of my aunts said, "Oh boy, I hope that's a school." And it was a only little while after that, Grandma called up the steps, "Come on, kids, hurry up and get up. The schoolhouse is burning."
Oh!
And I started to cry. The day before, I had bought a new tablet.
Oh!
And that got burned, I suppose.
I paid a whole nickel for it. And it was a big, thick one, and my poor little tablet got burned up, and oh, I felt so badly.
Was it in Mankato glass?
No, that was in Springfield.
Oh, okay.
And I was staying with Grandpa and Grandma at the time. But like Rita said, every nick and cranny and hole in the wall, that's where we were put.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there were no report cards. Of course, all the youngsters there in the spring got just a little slip that so-and-so passed on to next grade. Well, that's the year, by then, we moved to Mankato. And I had no report card. And I had one time getting into school because I had no report card. And then they wouldn't accept that little slip, you know. And it was kind of a funny thing. The professor there was an Englishman. He said, he was from Oxford. He was a graduate from Oxford. But oh, if you ever saw a schoolmaster, and not only a schoolmaster, but a taskmaster, he was one. And when we went in, Dad and Mom went with me to enroll me. I was going into third grade. And the teacher was a Miss Herring. And she said, "Well, I can't do anything until I talk to Mr. McCormick. He'll have to give me permission." Well, Mr. McCormick came in, and he was strutting his stuff and flaunting around there. And Dad said he didn't know why I couldn't go in. And finally, Dad and Mr. McCormick got into a little argument. Mr. McCormick bristled up. He says, "I'll have you understand I'm a graduate of Oxford." Dad looked at him and he says, "So what? I'm a graduate of the University of Wisconsin." Well, that took him back a bit. And he said, and Miss Herrick said, "Well, we can always try it." She said, if she can't make it. See, I was only about 7, I was going on 8 when I went into it. And she said, "If she don't make it, we can always put her back." So Mr. McCormick agreed on that. So I went in and made the grade. And she promoted me to fourth grade.
Oh my goodness.
So when I went into fourth grade, I got along. But when school was out, I didn't pass. And I felt so badly. And when school started again, I just couldn't, because we had the 8 grades, 4 grades were down and 4 up, you know. Well, the kids went upstairs, we were the big kids. Well, we were all my friends upstairs, and I was still downstairs with the little kids.
But you were really too young anyway.
Well, that was the point.
Yeah.
And, but the teacher we had at that time, and I couldn't, I had no interest. If anybody flunked that year, I really didn't do it right, because I just couldn't get into schoolwork. Well, that was her last year teaching. She was going to be married. And that fall, she was at a party where Mom was, and she said she'd like to talk to Mom. She said, "I want to tell you why Gladys was never promoted." She said, "I got orders when school started not to promote her," she said. McCormick told her that I couldn't go on. So I had to stay 2 years in the fourth grade.
Oh,
that was kind of mean too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I stayed 2 years in fourth grade.
Because I was went to that funeral and all that took me back. Was Gladys, used to live here?
No, I didn't.
No, she lived in Mankato, too.
That's
right.
Yeah.
That's where I started school. Thank you.
When I was in seventh grade, Miss Winters wanted to put me in the eighth grade. And I talked to my mother about it, and she says, "Oh no, you're going to stay right where you are." She says, "There's no use of pushing you." So I stayed where I was.
Well, it didn't hurt me any, but I lost all interest in school.
Oh, sure, you did.
Completely. Did you pick it up then the next year?
Oh, yes. Yeah. But of course, I was always a year behind my friends. That never sat well.
No.
When we went to high school, they were a year ahead of me, graduated a year ahead of me, and all. put out in the landfill.
Well, I'm going to reel in my recorder here. Did the family do that together, or did you do that for them?
One of us would bake a cake.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any songs? Valentine's songs? I don't either. Of course, I remember roses are red, violets are blue, that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
sugar sweet and so are you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we did that.
But I think that's what everybody remembers, and then nobody remembers anything else about it.
Roses are red and violets are blue. Cucumbers are green and so are you.
Oh. Yeah, there was always an ad in the line
that the old ones
wouldn't match up. It always started out, roses are red, violets are blue. Sugar is sweet and so are you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't remember when I got older, what about Valentine's. I kind of ended up in the sixth grade again, but I don't remember too much about it.
Okay.
Well, they, in our school, they just didn't observe that, any of that sort of thing.
Did you wear red on Valentine's Day?
No, we didn't do anything.
When you were, after you were grown up?
No.
No?
It was a big school, though. It was in Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Anybody ever give you flowers on Valentine's Day?
I got a box of candy before I was married from my husband-to-be. And it was a great big shape like a heart, and it had about 3 pounds in it. Oh, yes, they splurged on those boxes, I tell you. Mine, I think, is about this long. I don't know how many pounds one is.
This was a shape like a heart, and about like that. Must have been 3 pounds, because it could hardly hit.
What I enjoy of that one now is because there's a girl on it, and she's dressed as they were dressed in those days.
Mm.
That great big hairdo, you know, and a long skirt, real fancy dress. I saw it in the window one time in the candy kitchen. Passing by it, I thought, oh boy, there's a real bruising box, you know, and then I didn't think anything about it, and then Valentine's Day, Jack carrying this great big box, I freaking had died, I thought, oh Lord, that's what I saw in the Olympia.
Oh, that's nice. Well, Frida's got a heart necklace on today.
Mm-hmm. Have to wear that for Valentine's Day.
I got us a pretty little gold necklace with poor little red heart.
Oh,
I don't know this one.
Is this from your Valentine? Yeah. Let's talk about what you do here.
Secret Valentine.
No, I don't know who this
it's
one is.
It's secret Valentine.
Did you get it this time, Frida?
Fifth when I come in.
Did you get it this time when they were giving out Valentines?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it a necklace with little hearts on it?
Yeah, there's four little red hearts and a gold chain.
Oh, wow. Really, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
One on my door there, to me, where it comes from, I don't know.
Oh, yes, all our doors are decorated, my gracious.
One on Valentine on my door for me. Guess who?
Yeah.
Guess who?
Guess who?
And I got a Valentine, you open it up and it plays Love Me Tender.
Oh yes, I got one of those.
They're nice. Jack gave me a birthday card like that one day. It played, but it had a coil, something like that, and you had to run your thumb down over it. And as you run your thumb over it, it would say, Happy Birthday!
Oh.
Happy Birthday!
That's cute.
That's with me. I got a for my birthday, for my daughter, one of my daughters, and I opened up and was reading, and I could hear music, and I looked around, who in the world is playing music? And then it come to me, and it was in that card.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I had a card like that for Christmas, and I couldn't understand where the music come from. Every time I got over that certain card, it was music, so then it dawned on me.
It's in the card.
Uh-huh.
I wonder how they do that.
It must be a little bit of a, some kind of a little tape in there.
A little tape in there,
a little record in
there.
When you open that thing up, it sets it off.
And it sings.
I saw them advertised in one of the stores here this, not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think of the card that I got from Jack that time. Because I hadn't seen one since.
There's one on my door to me. Guess who?
Now, you don't do that. The people who work here do that for you?
What?
It's our secret pal. We don't know who it is.